Since the Parkland shooting massacre last February, the Lee County School District has received 206 school threats. Echoing a news conference held yesterday in Cape Coral, the Lee County School District, the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and State Attorney Amira Fox held another event today to highlight its Fake Threats, Real Consequences campaign. Speaking about those consequences, Fox said fake threats will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
So we are putting our resources into addressing this issue. It is not funny. It is not a prank. We do not see it as a prank. We see it as a threat.
As part of the campaign, students who make fake threats may be arrested, expelled, or reassigned to an alternative school. Their parents may also be held responsible by having to pay the police for investigation expenses. For WGCU News, I'm Bruno Halpern.